This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. And it's in around the NFL, rather, is brought to you by Quick Assist. Last minute changes of plans and can't use your tickets? Download Quick Assist from your app store today. They'll take care of the process for you and find the best price on the market. That's Q-U-I-C-K. A-S-Y-S-T, Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. So on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans, we get a text from the 713 asking, is a local channel going to be showing the Texans tomorrow for those that don't have Amazon Prime? And I was like, that's actually a great question. Mm-hmm. Because by NFL rule, locally in market, you should be able to see the game. And that will be the case, according to the Chronicle, that Fox 26 will have a simulcast of the broadcast tomorrow.
That's how it usually go.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious how it's going to go as far as the Christmas game, because that's going to be on Netflix.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they have to
simulcast.
Yeah. I'm not sure what channel.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. But at least for tomorrow, that's one place that you can watch it. But as always, you can always, always, always hear your Texans play right here on Sports Radio 610. And then also 100.3, The Bull. Mm-hmm. Those are the places that you can hear Mark Vandermeer, Andre Ware give you that reel about what's happening on the field for your Houston Texans. All right, some other things around the NFL. We finally got details on the Deontay Johnson trade. So for everybody that was looking at the possibility after Stephon Diggs is lost to an ACL tear for the season, there are names that popped up, names that people were looking at possible trade pieces that the Texans could go after. Deontay Johnson, very soon thereafter, gets traded to the Ravens, and we're like, well, that's off the table. And this is going to hurt a little bit more because apparently the Ravens, there was only like a pick swap, right? So the Baltimore Ravens send a sixth-round pick and get a fifth-round pick. Or sorry, send a fifth-round pick, get a sixth-round pick, and the services of Deontay Johnson. And then also, Deontay Johnson, his contract is being covered for the most part, down to less than $1 million, I believe, is what the Ravens are having to pay, which is not a lot for a guy that can come in and do some things offensively. In addition to that, Adam Schefter added, letting us know that if Deontay Johnson in free agency, as you know, this is basically a rental, he'll be a free agent at the end of the season. If he signs a contract that is equivalent to $5 million a year, average annual value, and that should probably be a layup considering the receiver prices, the Ravens will get a sixth-round compensatory pick.
That's crazy, man. They're giving him to him.
Or maybe, I don't know, if that might actually, they'll get a sixth-round pick back in 2026. So I'm not sure if that's compensatory.
Still get the pick.
And so at that point, like,
what are we doing,
They get the extra pick if he walks, pretty much.
Yeah, what that did for me is it's another reminder of, when it comes to these trades, sometimes, depending on what the situation is, you can make it so that these things are pretty inexpensive at times. And so I understand I've personally been in a place where I think that you have a wide receiver core that's capable of doing things. And then also I know that there's been a lot of talk about the fact that you haven't really made use of the depth of the wide receiver core to anyways. And I know a lot of people talked about the potential injury. If you make a trade like this where you're just like,
you wouldn't feel bad about
this
one,
would you? I don't think that I could be too upset.
All right, let's say the Texans made this deal. How'd you feel about it?
It's a steal. It's a steal.
Cool, let's go.
They're giving them they're giving them Johnson. They're giving them the player.
And at that point, if it don't work out, it don't work out.
Fine. And you talk about, I said this yesterday, and I'm still kind of there, but I'm leaning more toward where Ron is. Ron definitely thinks that they should
100%
make a deal. I'm kind of leaning that way because, number one, that's another AFC contender. That's the Ravens, man. You know, they're doing something. Now, maybe you're saying, hey, we're good. You know, that's what the Texans say. We're good. and maybe you are, but if you look at the receptions, and I know, you know, Xavier Hutchinson has shown a thing or two, you know, same with John Metchie this past week, but outside of, you know, put it this way, Stephon Diggs had 47 catches. That's the combined number of catches that Tank Dell and Dalton Schultz have had this year. Just Stephon Diggs. Outside of that, no wide receiver has more than 5 catches.
Yeah, but I also think some of that is because those catches and targets went to Stephon Diggs, and now those will spread around.
The most is 5.
Yeah.
5 catches. You know, we're 8 weeks in. So, oh boy. All the top teams are making some kind of noise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of noise the Texans might make. I guess bringing this back around, we were talking about earlier, Jeremy Fowler of ESPN had some reporting this morning that said that the Texans, prior to week 8 in which Kenyon Green struggled, supposedly have some level of interest in possibly trading Kenyon Green in a guard-for-guard trade. Mm-hmm. He also kind of name-dropped Nate Davis, who is a right guard for the Bears, the Chicago Bears. And Nate Davis, the idea would be that the Bears possibly would be willing to cover some of his $8 million contract.
There you go.
Which would make that more tenable. I don't know if that's one of the spaces that they're looking at, Nick Caserio and company. But that does make it seem like a guard trade before the deadline could be in the works if they were already in a place where supposedly that's something that they were looking at.
Yeah.
Some other things around the NFL. Your opponent for this week is the New York Jets. You'll face off against them tomorrow. In fact, the team is traveling today. Today's the travel day as they head to the greater New York, New Jersey area to face off against the Jets. The Jets have some things that they are working on to get themselves right, including working out kickers. Yesterday, they worked out 6, count them, 6 kickers, including Cade York and Zane Gonzalez, to possibly...
I missed the contest.
That's right.
I should have signed up for this contest.
Well, they're still working guys out, so if you want to fly up there with the team, see if you could talk to D'Amico or Nick and see if you can hop on the flight.
Yeah, yeah.
Cade York missed his 2 attempts in his only game for Washington this season. Gonzalez hasn't kicked in the NFL since 2021. Like, this is what they're doing because... Greg Zuerlein, who has been their kicker this season, is only 9 for 15 on field goal attempts, and he's missed an extra point. 2 of those misses, mind you, less than 40 yards. Yeah. Like, he's been real sporadic, so the kicking game might be another detriment for the Jets in this
one. Well, we thought that might be the case, and you're always going to have, almost always going to have the kicking advantage. But it seems like you're really going to have it in this game for sure.
Another Jets thing I'd like to note is that Aaron Rodgers, you know that sometimes he comes with the...
He's out there, baby.
Yeah, okay, that's a great way of putting it, right? A little unorthodox at times, and he says that he attributes Thomas Morstead for this, but he has found the, quote, fountain of youth.
So he found it.
Well,
people have been looking at
Thomas Morstead, and he has been introduced to it.
Yeah.
The fountain of youth is, quote, cayenne pepper and water.
Cayenne pepper and water is the fountain of youth.
Yeah, yeah. Roger says that he's gassing up with it and feels great physically.
Who was it? Ponce de Leon was looking for the fountain of youth. So ever since,
I'd be lying if I told you that I recall.
Ever since then, they've been looking for the fountain of youth. Leave it to Aaron Rodgers and his buddy.
Isn't this something that like people were using as cleanses in the early 2000s?
I don't think this is that creative. Cayenne pepper and water.
You just get some spice.
I feel like I've heard that before. How is that the fountain of youth? He said it takes away his soreness and stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, Rich Kamini, I believe is how his name's pronounced.
Oh, Samini.
Samini, okay. Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much for putting me up there. He's an NFL Nation reporter. Mm-hmm. He said that cayenne pepper, in doing some Googling, can have several health benefits, including pain relief. So I know I put cayenne pepper on damn near all my food, so maybe that's why
maybe
I feel
great.
Maybe
that's why you're so healthy.
Maybe that I just had been overlooking the fountain of youth that I've always had right there in front of
me. What does cayenne pepper and water do?
I think water is just in order to digest it, right? Or like to like ingest it.
But I'm saying we all put, I know, I'm guessing Aaron Rodgers uses cayenne pepper on meals occasionally.
Yeah, that's probably, I guess it's,
I don't know, maybe not everybody likes spicy. Yeah.
Maybe it's more, a little more healthy because you can't like drink the cayenne pepper. Mm-hmm. So
it's just, the, water. Just the cinnamon challenge except cayenne pepper.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
just God. Puffs of smoke.
That was a time, man.
I'm a big fan of grandma's home remedies. I'm a big fan.
Okay,
I've got.
Is there one that comes to mind for you?
There's three that come to mind.
Okay,
that absolutely work. Hand to God, they work 100%.
I'll be the judge of that.
You ever get a bee sting?
No, I've never. I stay away from. I have managed.
Never got stung by a bee.
Not once.
You got to be kidding me.
That's correct.
I think we've stumbled upon the real story here.
You wasn't outside.
I'm God's favorite. That's
definitely
right.
Wasn't outside.
Well, no, I am also
one in them sticks.
Well, I mean,
how can you never grow up and never get stung by a bee?
Because when I see a bee, I flee the area.
Why would I see them?
How? It sounds like you need to keep your head on a swivel because I be seeing the bees.
You're working. Last time I got stung by a bee, I was working on my workbench outside. I moved something. A bee stung me. And I actually use this, my grandma's home remedy, and it works like a champ. Get a garlic clove, and you crush it, so it gets kind of sticky, and mm-hmm. the garlic juice comes out, and you rub it on the bee sting. It gets the stinger and all the venom out.
Okay, that's good
100%.
To know. 100%. That's good to know for the next time 100%. That I don't get stung by a bee.
Menudo for a hangover. We all know that.
Okay.
And this is one my mom used to use all
also
the time.
Also haven't had a hangover.
yes, you have too.
Have you? Lift?
No, live a little.
Just God's favorite, I think.
So, if you have a cough, my mom used
definitely
to
definitely have had those.
I have had those.
Just letting you know.
Pecan tree bark tea. Like you get some chunks of pecan tree bark, boil it, sift it, drink that tea. Your cough will go away.
Okay.
Home remedies, baby.
I know exactly where to get pecan tree bark.
Over to Aaron Rodgers then.
No, these work. Aaron Rodgers is just being Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's people caping for cayenne pepper on the 5 hour energy fan line. 713 said cayenne pepper. Oh, well, they said they could stretch your stomach lining, but 979 said it's good for circulation and blood flow. So well,
does that help? I guess.
I mean, blood flow is always a good thing for you, right?
Yeah.
Sending those blood cells and that carry the positive things to the areas of your body. Look, I'm not nobody's doctor, right?
Yeah.
Why are you asking me these questions? someone said, did Rodgers take ayahuasca and speak to his ancestor Ponce de Leon to find it? I don't think so. But I can't take it off the table. One more thing around the NFL. This season has actually been an interesting one. And if you felt like it's been more competitive, there is a statistic to prove you correct. Apparently in this 2024 season, there have been 67 games decided by 7 points or less, which is the most ever through week 8 of a season. So we're seeing a lot of these. It's not just the Texans playing a whole bunch of one-score games. This is around the NFL. You're seeing a lot of teams playing these close games. Also, there's been 57 games decided by 6 points or fewer, which is an interesting designation, but that is also a most through week 8. So a lot of close games in the course of this season.
Close games, lower scoring games, which is really what I'm taking out of this is quarterback play has been, and it's more so earlier in the year, quarterback play has been less than what we've expected. And as much as they've done everything possible to limit what defenses can do, defenses are still getting it done. I think the lower scoring game tends to lead to closer games.
Some other things coming on the text line. 936 says loose tobacco on a bee sting.
I've heard that, never tried it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and send in all your
home remedies, Grandma.
All your home remedies.
Walita used to tell you.
That's right. Yeah. And someone said from the 936, and we were talking about the idea of the local broadcast, right, on all these newfangled streaming things that the NFL is doing to get more money. You will be able to see, as we mentioned earlier, you'll be able to see this Thursday night game tomorrow on Fox 26. But then also, Christmas game is supposedly on ABC 13 as well.
Okay.
So, okay. Those are the ways to watch the game. But why watch it when you can listen to it right here on Sports Radio 610?
Why would you?
I don't know.
Why would you?
I'm going to pretend like I don't know the answer to that. All right. That's around the NFL here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next. Does the NFL have a quarterback development problem? This is a question that was swirling around on Twitter, inspired by Anthony Richardson being benched unceremoniously in his second season. We'll talk about that and more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.